A Springwater boy recently had the chance to experience what life is like in the day of a police officer. Midhurst's Matthew Stewart, 11, won the chance to spend the day with a member of Huronia West OPP after bidding on the opportunity during a fundraising event at his school. "We were at our school for the Midhurst Mile to raise money for our school, and we saw different things that we could bid on to win," he told Barry today. "I saw the one for police and I told my mom and dad that's the one I want. We looked at a lot of different sheets on the tables and my mom asked me if I wanted to bid on the one for the firefighter day or the hockey tickets, but I said no. I just want to do the police one," added Matthew, who is set to begin grade 7 at Forest Hill Public School in September. As for why he wanted to bid on the item, the youngster said the reason was simple. "I thought it would be fun to meet a real police officer and see inside their car. I've never seen one up close. I just see them driving in their cars, and I saw one time on the snowmobile trail," he said. When he learned his name had been drawn, Matthew admits he was beyond excited. "I was so happy. I couldn't believe that I won it," he said. Leading up to the big day, Matthew says he kept bugging his mom about when it would happen. "I kept asking my mom when we were going to meet the police officer. I couldn't wait," he said. When he heard sirens coming toward his house, he says he got a little nervous. "I wasn't expecting that and I thought that my neighbors would think that I did something bad because everyone would see the lights flashing and hear the sirens at my house," Matthew said. "My mom told me later that she told him he could do that. I didn't know that, though, so I was a bit embarrassed, but then he came to the door and he was so nice," the boy added. Huronia West OPP Const. Mike Osborne was the lucky officer who got to spend the day with his new partner. Osborne told Barry today he now considers the youngster a friend for life. "We caused a bit of a commotion and came in lights and sirens to bring some attention to it. We did the meet and greet, we signed him in as my partner for the day on the road and we gave him a tour around the station," said the officer. Osborne also shared with Matthew the type of things an officer experiences on a typical day, as well as took him for a tour of both the Wasaga Beach and Springwater fire stations, where he said the crew on shift welcomed the boy with open arms. It's also where Matthew had the chance to try out the jaws of life, which are high-powered tools used for extrication in incidents such as automobile accidents. Osborne described his partner for the day as a polite and a very well-spoken young man. "He was engaged with everyone and was very receptive with everything going on," he said. "I think a highlight for me was, he logged off duty for the day over the air. We share our radio band with Collingwood, OPP, so everyone got to hear that. The feedback and the text messages that I got swarmed with after this little guy's voice came over the air. PC Stewart reporting off duty, dispatch took a second, and responded. I am telling you, even I got choked up," added Osborne. Matthew described the opportunity as being the best day ever, even telling his mother afterwards that it was so much fun he would give up going on his trip to Great Wolf Lodge if he could have another day with Const. Osborne. "He was really looking forward to going to Great Wolf Lodge, so that comment tells you the incredible impact that this police officer had on our son," his mom, Lisa Stewart, told Barry today. In addition to the tours of various police and fire stations, Matthew said he learned a lot during his day in the life of a police officer. "I didn't know that they had so many buttons in their car and that they had big guns in the backseat in case something dangerous happens. And also, they are really, really nice. A lot nicer than I thought they would be," he said. Although Matthew may not have plans to pursue a career in law enforcement, he has his sights set on becoming an astronaut. "He always enjoyed playing good guy, bad guy and spy," said his mom. She hopes her son walked away with a better understanding of what police officers do for the community. "They don't just give tickets for speeding or traffic violations. They patrol our neighborhoods and keep us safe," said Lisa. "I think that some kids can be intimidated by the police and while it is important for us to respect officers, we don't need to fear them. They are here to protect us and I hope that my son knows that he can trust a police officer if he ever needed help." The police officer for a day? experience far exceeded the family's expectations, she acknowledged. What started off as simply supporting our school's fundraising event turned into a truly amazing day for our son, said Lisa. We could not have asked for a better person to show Matthew the ropes. He ran up to the door with a big smile asking for his partner and told Matthew that he had been looking forward to this for weeks. He was so kind and enthusiastic about the entire experience. He went above and beyond anything we could have imagined, and we are truly grateful for his time, she added. It is quite evident that this officer loves his job, loves people, and has certainly found his calling. Offering the officer for a day opportunity is something new for the local OPP detachment, noted Osborne, who added it's something he hopes to be able to continue in the future after seeing the impact it had on his new friend. The biggest struggle we find are kids' perceptions of police officers, the constable said. When they see a police officer, they immediately think they're in trouble and are going to get arrested. For me, it's critical that we engage with our youth, our future, because they need to understand that police are their friend and we will come and help them whenever. Yes, it's our job to deal with things that are not ideal conditions with people in society where they do get arrested, but the biggest message we want to get out there to the kids is come talk to us, come and see us. We are the ones who will come help you when you're in trouble, said Osborne. It's a small thing that Osborne and his colleagues can do and only takes a few hours, he said, but what that can do for the children who are involved and building relationships is hard to quantify. I think I get more out of it. I gained a little friend and a partner that day, he said. I think it's a great opportunity for us to show the softer side of policing to these kids.